This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Fresh, young, and hip, unlike other shows that need to replace their hips. Rise up with Ginny and Adam, Joy 94.9.
Hey, I got a call a couple of days ago from a friend of mine in Sydney who's a producer who said, I just discovered this guy who has this amazing book. It's a children's book.
Yay!
And you should totally speak to him about it. And I went, oh, okay, well, that will be right up Ginny's alley because Ginny is a child at heart and she loves, you know, simple picture books.
I am poor.
The book is called I Think I'm a Poof and it's a children's book. And that's really interesting. A children's book on homosexuality.
If I was growing up and I had a book called I Think I'm a Poof on my shelf, I would totally read that. I'd read that now. I'm going to read it to my niece. I'm going to read it to all my other adopted children / nieces and nephews out there. Great idea.
Well, we're really lucky because exclusively speaking to us this morning is the creator of this book. His name is Samuel Leighton Dorr. The book is released on ithinkimapoof.com and a special video comes out today on it. Mr. Samuel, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Samuel, from the bottom of my heart, thank you for writing a book that I can read because I love pictures books.
Thank you so much for having me on the show to talk about it.
Samuel, one thing I really love about this book is you are actually opening up conversation about diversity and sexuality and gender equality in this book. Is this something that you really wanted to create when you started writing this concept?
Yeah, I kind of thought of it as a two-sided coin in that it would have something for adults and children, but the most important part is opening up a dialogue, I think, between parents and their children for me from an earlier age, which wasn't really such a thing when I was growing up.
Your tagline is breaking down barriers to embrace sexual identity. Do you want to give us a bit of a rundown of the book? What does the story or what is the plot of this book?
Basically, it's a bit autobiographical. It's about a young boy called Johnny coming out to his father, but his father is really open-minded and gives him some non-traditional advice on what he may face in the future as a gay man.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of stigma attached to the relationships between gay men and their fathers. I think a lot of young gay men feel a lot of pressure about their father's response, but my experience was quite different to that. And I felt it was an important kind of angle to take on it.
Samuel, one of my... I'm thinking of Samuel Johnson before. Sam, one of my best friends, actually, they adopted a child over IVF over the past year, and they're looking at schooling for the child as well. Mm-hmm. It's actually, how has the response has been to you, the book, so far?
It's kind of been a mixed bag, to be honest, which I think is inevitable when you're doing something which hasn't really been done before in the same way. A few people have questioned whether it would be appropriate for children. A few people found some of the language offensive in that I'm kind of trying to destigmatize words like poof. But that was always going to be the case, and I welcome those who are confronted by it, because I think it makes everyone ask the question, why is it inappropriate to read this book to your child? Just because it speaks openly about homosexuality, it shouldn't mean that, a child can't read it. Because if we accept that, if we accept that we're all born gay, then shouldn't it be a subject which is, broached earlier on?
That's a really good point. It is a work of satire. It's on the same lines of Go the F to Sleep, which was a popular children's book that got read out by Noni Hazlehurst and also All My Friends Are Dead. And speaking of videos, I hear that something very special is launching this afternoon in regards to your book. A certain video by a certain website is going to go absolutely nuts this afternoon.
Yeah, well, we've done part of the release. We've kind of found three fathers who have gay sons, and we've had them read the book to camera and tell us their story of their sons coming out and how they felt about the experience. And that'll be on, I think, poof.com and BuzzFeed from this afternoon. And yeah, I'm kind of hoping that'll get shared around a lot. And yeah, I think it's a good tool, not just for kids who are nervous about coming out, but also fathers who might suspect their sons to be gay and are feeling nervous as well. And it kind of breaks down that barrier, which I feel still stands.
I just have this vision of like a library, like a formal library book, and this really, you know, old lady sitting down and say, right, kids, today we're going to read a book called I Think I'm a Porth.
Quiet time at school. Silent reading?
Really,
did you have
it? I really want to get Stephen Fry to read it. That's my actual dream.
Oh, wow.
That would be hilarious.
So, yeah, if that can become a thing, that would be great. But, no, I think it's, I mean, it's obviously not going to be read out in classrooms right away, but I hope it paves the way to, you know, creating more alternative children's books. I think it's important that kids have a range of characters to identify with at a young age.
Well, Sam, I hope, I know at school when I was in elementary or primary school, we had silent reading. I reckon that book will be a frequent feature in silent reading and hopefully a classroom favourite as well. Thank you so much for your time this morning.
No
I think
worries.
I'm a Poof. It should be a hit, I reckon. I'm definitely going to read it. I can actually read
you
this
You can actually
one.
Read this one.
Thank you very much for having me.
I think I'm a Poof. You can go
we
to
know
I think I'm a Poof. I think I'm a Poof.com or head to Facebook and Twitter as well.
Rise Up is podcasted through iTunes, Stitcher, and joy.org.au/riseup. You're with Ginny and Adam, Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.